We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield, this is Holding Court with Courtney Banghart. Presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, official health insurance partner of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you in part by The Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. Here's your host, Matt Krause.
And we welcome you to this week's NCAA Tournament Preview edition of Holding Courts. The Tar Heels are headed back to the big dance, Carolina in the NCAA Tournament for the 29th time in program history. Hey everybody, my name is Matt Krause, radio play-by-play voice of Carolina women's basketball. You will hear in a moment from the head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart, as she reflects on Carolina's NCAA tournament berth, as the Tar Heels have earned the number 5 seed in the NCAA's Greensboro region. Carolina will play its first and potential second-round matchups in Tucson, Arizona. It's a sub-regional hosted by the 4 seed, the Arizona Wildcats. As for Carolina, the Tar Heels as the 5 seed will open play against number 12 seed Stephen F. Austin. The Lumberjacks are champions of the Western Athletic Conference, so it's Carolina and Stephen F. Austin for the first time all time on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Our Tar Heel Sports Network broadcast coverage begins at 7 o'clock with the Reed's Jewelers pregame show. With a victory, Carolina would advance on to take on either the host Arizona or 13th seed UNLV. That game would be Monday night. If it's the Tar Heels in Arizona, that's a true road game for Carolina on Monday against the Wildcats. So here's what we're going to do on this week's edition of Holding Court, a little bit different from our normal flow of show, but we're going to let you hear a conversation that I had with Coach Banghart just moments after Carolina was selected as the number 5 seed in the Greensboro region. It's my conversation with Coach Banghart on Selection Sunday here on Holding Court. Well, Coach, Carolina, a number 5 seed in the Greensboro region.
Hey.
The Tar Heels are going dancing. Immediate reaction to hearing that you're the number 5 seed in the Greensboro region playing Stephen F. Austin in Tucson, Arizona on Saturday.
Gosh, I have a lot of reactions to that. But first of which is that you guys should be really proud. A 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. You know, you were picked seventh in your own conference, you might remember. And you found a way to just one game at a time earn a five seed in what is, I think, the premier sport event in college athletics. So, and then Tucson, Arizona during spring break. I mean, can I do anything else for y'all?
It'll be warm. That'll be nice.
It's what I hear. Yeah, it's what I hear.
Before we go any further, a jam-packed crowd here on top of the hill tonight. Want to give you the chance to thank them for all coming out here.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes it's hard when you're heart full of gratitude to have the words, right? But with this particular team, we figured Meg and I were talking about what we should do for the selection show, it took us about 10 microseconds to say, invite our people. I mean, you guys have really taken this team under your wing. You've been there for us through and through. You've made Carmichael the place to be. You all have made yourselves the team to watch. But you guys have always, I guess the biggest fear is always someone asked me, what if no one shows up? And I said, these are our people, they'll be here. So thanks a lot for coming. And we will, I know you'll be with us in Tucson, even if you're not sitting in your usual seats.
So now flashing back to the summer when you got this group together for the first time, you alluded to it just a couple of minutes ago. Mm-hmm. This team picked seventh in their own conference. Now understanding all the work that they've put in and all the accomplishments in the body of work to this point, what are the emotions knowing that they've earned this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a group, I've said this before, but it's a group that at ACC Media Day, I told the committee, I said, or the panelists, I said, this is a better team than you all think. I said, you don't know how much improvement our roster has made. You don't know our grad transfers at all. You don't know the size of Jalen Murray's heart. You don't know the rookies and the energy that they are going to bring us. I said, this is an underestimated group. And I told the committee that, or the panelists that. I didn't tell these guys that, right? Because that's what, we just put one foot in front of the other and worked. And it's a long season, and these guys are intensely competitive. And so the way you all handled your business this year, you deserve everything coming your way, and we are going to do all that we can. We are going to do all that we can. I hope you guys have tracked on this, that if you can win two, you get to go back to Greensboro. And then these guys will all be there.
It's taken one of the questions that I had further down. Yeah, so it's the Greensboro region. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Tucson, Arizona is a very long way away. But if you win two, you come back, and it's right back to Greensboro in North Carolina, an hour drive from Chapel Hill. That has to make you smile, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Greensboro gives us a chance to right the wrong, too. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to want to be in Greensboro. I know how much these guys want to come watch you all play again. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for the NCAA tournament. It's one of those unique experiences in your life where you do it once, and if it's not well enough, you don't get a second chance, right? And so we understand that. I understand that. And I think these guys really understand that based on what happened in the ACC tournament. So we're going to have great respect for the first game, the second game, and hope that gives us enough of an opportunity to come back home.
What'd you learn from that ACC tournament experience that you're going to put forth in terms of improvement heading into the NCAAs now?
I thought that was the only game all year that we got sort of beat by ourselves a little bit, except for the first game against NC State, you know, but that doesn't happen to this group very much, so I don't think they're going to all of a sudden just start being that way. We didn't earn it as much as we typically have, and I think the finality of a season kind of was right in front of their eyes at the end of that game, and so I'm not going to have the courage or the strength to walk into our locker room when it's all over. So I told them, I need you all to take care of that. So we're just going to keep going and going and going so that we don't have to say goodbye.
What are the challenges in preparing for an NCAA tournament game?
Well, just that there's no bad teams, right? But that's kind of like life in this conference. It's why I came. I mean, I think it's just, you know, you start with Stephen F. Austin, and they got here too, right? And so there's just no bad teams. So there's not a lot of bad players. There's not a lot of bad coaches. There's not a lot of bad teams. And so we understand that we're going to have to be sharp. We're going to have to be tight with our game plan offensively and defensively. And we're going to have to be physically and mentally prepared. And, you know, it was a great day for our staff because there wasn't a whole lot to do except for recruiting. And now it turns into go time. So it'll be a little bit of a later couple evenings ahead.
All right, we'll have more of my conversation with Coach Banghart here in a moment, but for now we want to tell you that the presenting sponsor of Holding Court with Courtney Banghart is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, we resolve to be a champion for women everywhere by supporting women's athletics to empower future leaders. Back with more Holding Court after this from Learfield. It's time to tell you about the Carolina Club. It's your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and Friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. You don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Let's rejoin the head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart. It's our conversation from Selection Sunday leading into the NCAA tournament. What's different about basketball this time of year compared to the grind of the regular season?
Well, you're better. I mean, we have a better sense of who we are and what we're good at and what we've been through. These guys have been through a lot. We've had to play a variety of styles. We've had to go through some adversity. I remember we were down our first ACC game up at Boston College. We were down by like 100 with like 30 seconds left. You might probably remember. And then, you know, we just had to do a lot of different things. And so that's different. And I think also just the survive, thrive, and advance mentality is really different. But that's different for everybody. So just the excitement. This is a really exciting event. And you bring your best and you get to stay in it.
Something that helped Carolina win that game against Boston College. We're going to come back to that in a little bit when we start talking about Stephen F. Austin. But you've now had about a week or so without any games. How did you utilize that time to refresh, to prepare, and to be ready to go for the NCAA tournament here?
Well, the kids, we watched a pretty pretty honest film session after the, who did we just play? Virginia Tech game. And then we put away film for a while. I know you guys miss me. We haven't watched a lot of film, which is good. I think they're ready now to focus on the other opponent. So we worked on our skill set individually. We worked on some themes that no matter who we play, we have to get better at. We worked on some situational play. We did some scrimmaging with our practice guys. But it was really more geared towards tightening our own edges before we figure out who we're going to play. And they got another day off than they're used to getting. So I think they were happy about that, too.
And you figured out who you're going to play relatively quickly into the selection show. Greensboro Regional was the first regional that popped up. They did the one seed, then the 8-9 game, and then I think Carolina was the fourth overall game in the entire selection show. That has to be nice to kind of ease the tension a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's fun until you know who you're playing. You can't help but think through scenarios in your head, right? Once you know who you're playing, it gave us a chance just to celebrate a lot of our peers. I mean, these guys know a lot of players that are playing on other teams. We know a lot of coaches that are coaching other teams. It gives us a chance to just celebrate and honor them for their experience of getting into the tournament too. So that's always better. You're not worried about yourself anymore. You're just celebrating others.
And now you know who you are going to play. It's Stephen F. Austin. Does anyone here know their mascot? Anyone off the top of your head? There you go. I heard someone say it from over in the corner. It is the Lumberjacks. They are the champions of the Western Athletic Conference as the 12 seed, 28-4 on the season. Mark Kellogg is their head coach. Coach, what do you know, if anything, about Stephen F. Austin?
Not much. Not much yet, which actually kind of excites me because it's so rare you get to look at a team as a total for who they are and with no biases, right? And so I'll know a lot more by this time tomorrow. I know any team, like I say, in March has earned it, and I know their record, and that sort of speaks for itself, that it's a team that has won a whole lot more than they've lost. And so, whether they have size or quickness or schemes, to be determined.
Well, while you were celebrating with your team...
You did some research. That's what you do, Matt. I like it.
Oh, good, very good. Thank you. Yeah, I did some research. This matchup will be two of the top 13 teams in the nation in turnover margin. It's great to have some experienced ball handlers for that, right?
Yeah. Do these guys, are you going to also tell them what that means?
That means that Carolina is one of the top 13 teams in the nation in forcing turnovers and not committing turnovers. Carolina takes care of the basketball really, really well.
Oh, Matt. It's from his words, man, not mine.
And also does a really good job of forcing turnovers. I said we were going to come back to something that helped out Carolina win that Boston College game. It was all those turnovers that was forced at the end.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, see you put that together. You know, Matt said, he asked me, you guys all get to listen to him. He, as you know, he does a really awesome job, right? And he, yeah, Matt. And he said, you said something like, hey, it would be great if I could spend like 20 minutes with someone on your staff. I want to learn a little bit more about basketball. And I can't wait to hear your questions because you seem to know just plenty. But what you're telling me is they don't turn the ball over either.
Correct. They're plus 8.3 in turnover margin.
That also might mean they play slow, but we don't play slow.
Well, we'll have your staff take a look at the film and find out for sure, and we'll figure that out for sure inside the Carolina Club Coaches Corner prior to that game on Saturday. We take this one game at a time, and like we said, Greensboro, you know, the opportunity to play at home, that's really exciting. But then Arizona or UNLV, a potential opponent for the second round. So What do you know about the host Wildcats? What do you know about the Rebels? And how do you handle preparation for taking this one game at a time, but also knowing that you'd have that second round game just a mere 2 days later?
Yeah, it's a little bit like an ACC weekend. You know, you have two opponents, and so you prepare for the first one with an eye on the second, you know, as well. So that's probably a little bit more familiar. Our staff does a great job. We divide up the scouts, so you kind of have one of our film guys and one assistant kind of dealing overall with each opponent. So I'm not worried about that at all. And I forget what else you asked me.
I was just asking you what you might know about Arizona, who played for the national championship last
year. I was
going
to say, well, they were pretty good last year. I remember that. So, yeah, I've seen them plenty. You know, they've got a couple kids back from that team who stuck around for the COVID year. They've got some pretty good size that's both long and mobile. You know, they're in the Pac-12 and have played a tough schedule. So, yeah, we know enough about them. And UNLV has been an upstart for a couple years now. So, same deal. Again, these are three good teams that we have an opportunity to prepare for. And most importantly, this is a really good team over here sitting to my right.
It's a really good team where they're at their best because they play as a team. But we are going to single out one player here, okay?
Yep.
So we've seen some trends throughout the year. Deja Kelly had a great game at TCU.
Okay.
Alyssa Usby had a great game at Minnesota.
Uh-oh.
Eva Hodgson had a great game at Boston College.
Oh, I hear
College.
You, Z.
So pressure's on, Allie.
Hey! That's right.
Cool little perk, right, to be able to take Allie home for the NCAA tournament, right?
Allie, he's a kid I also recruited at Princeton, so I wanted her twice. That seems to be a theme over here. Sometimes I recruited Malou as well, so they say no to me once, but they can't say twice, right? And ultimately I bring them home, she better both have fans, and she better play well.
And she's going to teach us about cactus before we go, right? Cacti. Oh, I stand corrected. Yes, I should know that. Cacti.
You know everything, so you actually should know that. Oh. I don't claim to know much, so I didn't know that.
Cacti. Well, anyway, Coach, congratulations. We'll look forward to watching the Tar Heels play and win against Stephen F. Austin on Saturday in Tucson, Arizona.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for all that you do, Matt. Go Heels!
Thanks so much to everybody for coming out here tonight. Thank you. So that was Coach Banghart with her thoughts on Carolina's NCAA tournament draw and a brief look ahead to Stephen F. Austin. Hey, rep your school in the Level Next Rocket League Spring Showcase. Compete to take home the championship and part of the $125,000 prize pool. Like this opportunity, food is too good to be wasted. With Hellman's, you can save more and waste less. Registration closes March 27th. Sign up now at levelnextesports.com. When we continue here on Holding Court, we'll continue with our theme of looking ahead to Arizona. We'll be joined by a special guest. It's Carolina player Allie Zelaya, an Arizona resident herself. She's after this break from Learfield. It's another chance now to tell you about the Carolina Club, your social membership club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and Friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. You don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. As we mentioned before the break, it's an opportunity for Carolina to return to the home state of Allie Zelaya. Zelaya, sophomore forward from Goodyear, Arizona, gets to play the NCAA tournament back at home. And needless to say, she's excited. But don't take my word for it. Here's my conversation with Allie Zelaya. And now we are joined by the Carolina sophomore, a forward from Goodyear, Arizona, Allie Zelaya. Where's number zero on the court? Allie, your team selected the NCAA tournament as a 5 seed. You began the year picked 7th in the ACC, put up a regular season of 23 wins. Now your team's going dancing. What does it mean for this team to be able to achieve all that and receive this reward?
You know, this is a really big deal. And I feel like sometimes it goes unnoticed how hard that we've worked to get to this point. You know, it's been such a team effort, and it really makes my heart warm and happy to see that from every coach to player to manager, we're all getting what we deserve in the sense that we're getting an opportunity to really shine and, you know, prove to the rest of the world and the teams, you know, that Carolina has what it takes.
Tell us what went through your head when you're sitting there at the selection show and they say, okay, 4 seed, Arizona, who's going to be the five seed, and then the Tar Heels name pops up and you realize you're going back to your home state.
I mean, it was such a just an amazing feeling to sit there number one. And you know, you hear all these projections about, oh, we're going to be sixth seed, we're going to be this, and you know, you try to prepare for it, but in the moment, just seeing you know, where we got and where we were chosen is just so amazing. And to be surrounded by the people that you love and get to see every single day, and you get to share that moment together, it was just really special. And the fact that I get to go back home, my family group chat automatically was blowing up. I mean, I had texts from mom, dad, sister, little sister, you know, on her little iPad, she was texting how excited she was. And it was just, again, I can't explain it in any other better way than just saying my heart felt warm for my team and also for my family in that moment.
How many family and friends are we expecting? Are you trying to, you know, maximize that ticket list for the game in Tucson?
Yes, I already texted Liz today, who's in charge of all the ticket stuff. I was like, okay, how do we feel about 40? And she said, okay, I think that's above my pay grade. So we're going to have to see how it is. But yes, I have plenty of people, you know, texting and blowing up. And it's just so nice to see the support and love that we're going to get all the way on that west side. And so I'm hoping I can bring as many Carolina fans as possible to this game.
What else are you excited about in being able to return to your home state this week?
Some sunshine. I'm very excited to get that warm, dry heat. And just, I don't know, you know, it's something nostalgic about going home, especially being able to play basketball. You know, back in where I grew up, I wasn't born there, but I was raised there. And I'm just super excited to be able to play in front of people like, you know, my dad and my sister and my mom. That's just really special that they get to see it live at home. You know, they get to fly down here, make that long 4-hour trip. On a plane, it's like an 8-hour travel day, you know? And so I'm just glad that finally we can do the traveling and they can do the watching.
Yeah. You said it. It's a 8-hour travel day, a 4-hour flight to get from point A to point B. So why come all the way across the country to wear Carolina blue and play for the Tar Heels?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, distance wasn't the limiting factor. You know, it was what the program had in sense of goals and, you know, leadership and just vision. And Banghart, I can't say any better than she has vision, you know, for the program, for herself, for each individual athlete that she works with. And it's just something so special that you can't turn it down. You know, obviously I was really, you know, disappointed to have to leave my family and go so far, but when you know a place is home, it's home. And so that's what I've done here with the help of all of our staff and players is I've just built a home. Couldn't have done it without them, but again, you see something special, there's no way I could say no. And as Banghart said last night, I couldn't say no twice.
Now, there's a sense of merged homes because you have the presence of your sister here in Chapel Hill. She's enrolled in dental school mm-hmm. in Carolina, right? How much of a benefit is that for you?
Yes, it's so amazing. You know, last year was a COVID year. I had to go through that alone, but not really because I did have my teammates, but it was hard not having family to kind of rely on. You know, because they just bring that feeling that no one else can bring. And so just the fact, I mean, I don't get to see her all the time because yes, she's in dental school and that is extremely hard. And I'm an athlete and a student and that is also very time consuming. But just to know that I have someone here, you know, that is unconditionally loving and supporting me is just such a comfort that I can't really put into words.
Got two fun ones to get you out of here on. First off, it feels like you have to have a special personality to be able to wear number 0 out there on the court. What's the story of you inheriting that uniform number?
So it's not really like on paper a super fun story, but I love this question just because 0 is such a weird and different number. I originally was number 3 all throughout high school and middle school, but you know, Toddy, she was committed since she was basically out of the womb. So that was not an option for me. And so I sat down and I was like, I only like odd numbers and I like single digit numbers. I was very limited, but something about me is I just like to think that I'm just going to bring what I can to this world, whatever, how bizarre or weird or creative it is. I'm just going to be me unconditionally. And I think number 0 just really encapsulates that beautifully. Is it's kind of weird. Is it odd? Is it even? Is it a number? Is it a value? You know, so it's just, I think it's fun. And I think it looks great with the last name. So that's my story.
And then on your bio, it says that you really enjoy riding horses when you visit your family in Montana. Is it a specific horse that you ride? Do you have a horse? What's the story there?
So growing up every single summer, I have my grandpa and grandma live in Montana. And we go up there, ride four-wheelers, do the most crazy outdoorsy things you can think of. And he works for Ted Turner and a whole bunch of horses. I can't even tell you how many. But the horse that I ride, his name is Tailwind. He's my guy. And we make sure he's a very relaxed horse that basically I don't have to do anything except sit there and enjoy the view. But yes, even this summer, I'm trying to think, how can I go back to Montana to be able to just, you know, get some fresh air and peace of mind.
Well, we hope we get two trips with some fresh air and peace of mind. One back home this week to Arizona and one over the summer to Montana. Allie Zelaya, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us here this week on Holding Court.
Thank you so much for having me.
A terrific chat with Allie, who has been a key contributor off the bench for the Tar Heels this season. The presenting sponsor of Holding Court with Courtney Banghart, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, we resolve to be a champion for women everywhere by supporting women's athletics to empower future leaders. One last break, then we'll come back and put a bow on this NCAA tournament preview edition of Holding Court. It's after this from Learfield. One last reminder for this show that the Carolina Club is your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and Friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. You don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Well, like we said, it's NCAA tournament time. Carolina and Stephen F. Austin on Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern time. Our broadcast coverage begins at 7 with the Reed's Jewelers pregame show. And then with a win, the Tar Heels would take on Arizona or UNLV on Monday. Time for that one is to be determined. Our thanks to Coach Banghart and to Allie Zelaya and to you for joining us here on this NCAA tournament preview edition of Holding Court, which you heard from start to finish on the Tar Heels Sports Network from Learfield.
Holding Court with Courtney Banghart has been presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, official health insurance partner of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you in part by The Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and Friends of Carolina. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.